Salutations,
queens and kings, brothers and sisters, fam. We hope that no mayhem has been brought to you, but love and happiness, respect as always.
Yeah, shout out to all the queens and kings out there. How was your week? That's the, like we say every episode, like that's the main thing that we always want to ask each week is like, how is your week going? Get that feedback. But speaking of receiving feedback, that's perfect because that segued into some housekeeping that I wanted to take care of.
Take care of it.
So we recently noticed that over 60% of the people that are listening to us and that are viewing us.
Now say that percentage again. I'm sorry.
Over 60.
Not under.
Not under. Not 30. Not 20. Over 60. So that's more than half. All right. More than half of our listeners are not subscribed or are not reviewing the podcast or leaving feedback and subscribing to us, because when you are enjoying our content but not subscribing, you're hurting us and yourself in the long run. Because once you subscribe to us, it helps us, but once you subscribe to us, it also helps you, and it helps the platform figure out, okay, well, if that person liked QKJJ, then they're definitely going to like this other podcast.
Yes.
So I just want people to realize that this is an algorithm, and we need your help in order to continue to
proceeding forward.
Yeah, exactly. And grow and be in front of people's eyes so they can find us. You know, we can get discovered when people are looking for dope black podcasts like ours. So we would just really appreciate it, whatever platforms you're listening to us on. Mm-hmm. Even if this is on our YouTube channel, because I repost our podcast episodes on our YouTube channel. Even if you're listening to on there, subscribe to our YouTube, subscribe to whatever platform that you're listening to us on, and just ensure that way that ensures that you're helping us, you know, be in front of more people's faces and be able to create more content and do this on a more consistent basis. And then also helping yourself in the long run by creating an algorithm where it shows, okay, if you like QKJJ, then you're going to like this other dope black podcast. So we appreciate you. And much love, because that you are why we do this each week. And by you leaving that feedback as well, which we love receiving feedback, you can let us know what we would like for you to, you know, do more of this or do less of this, you know. Right. So we just really appreciate that, because we do this all for you. They got the cops going in the background. But either way, with all that said, continue to do things that you love and that brings you black ass joy, because that's what we're going to be doing. Yes. Doing things that we love and doing things that brings us black ass joy. We had a very, very, very fruitful week.
Yes.
Hopefully you did as well. We learned a lot of things, gained a better understanding of different things, which is always our goal each week. And we've been working.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you are new and just listening to us, then mm-hmm. you may not know that we also work a quote-unquote normal 9-to-5. But we also have our business on the side.
Absolutely.
And ever since this COVID-19 pandemic hit, our business has been flourishing for the better, mainly with mask orders. But we have also been letting people know, like, we do have the head wraps along with the mask orders.
Yes.
We're not just selling masks.
So. Exactly. And something that we also, you know, took the time, and we always tell you that each and every time that we're away, we're always trying to improve and get better.
Yeah.
So, again, give us that feedback right now. The audio and the quality.
Yes.
You know, that is on the way of being updated. And I just want to let you all know, on the opposite end, while we tell you to go check out kukjj.org and the rest of our platforms that we have such great material on, is that you end up missing out on the things that are changing each and every day. What did we do? Is that sound what I think it is? No, that's not paparazzi. That's not the feds looking whether or not you paid your income tax. Mm-mm. That's called the sweet sounds of investment. Investing in yourself, investing in the business. And that's exactly what we took the necessary steps to do. Mm-hmm. You can provide someone with visual aid, but definitely, I'm sure you all are wondering, where are they and can I see their faces? That's coming real soon.
It's coming now, real soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's something that we went ahead and we jumped into because, again, that's definitely a lane that helps provide that visual aid. All of us learn differently. Mm-hmm. And we just don't want to sit here and yell at you, thinking at you.
Yes, I like visual. Mm-hmm. Right, I like visual. So I want to see all the facial expressions that you're making, when you look stupid, when you look crazy, when you look funny.
Yes.
When you're angry, I want to see all of those facial expressions. I live for the theater, honey.
I want to see it all.
Stop. Okay. So, yes, I definitely want to make sure that we incorporate that. And that was also why we were talking about subscribing to our Patreon, because we have so many different tiers. And when you subscribe to our Patreon, it not only helps you, it helps another Black-owned podcast, because a portion of your donation will go to another Black-owned podcast. Yep. We'll switch it up and donate to different ones each month or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also an option where you can go through a crowning ceremony where we'll send you one of our head wraps and everything. Pulling you into that royalty that you are, that luxury life that you deserve, okay? So it's all coming together, and by you subscribing to our Patreon, it'll help us invest in better quality equipment, better quality tools, help us cultivate a space. We can be our whole selves for you. And we appreciate you, okay? We do this for you and for ourselves. A little time capsule. Go back listening to this 20, 30 years from now. It's going to be funny, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened with us last week? I'll just say this has been a while since we've recorded. It's been probably about a month, and we apologize for that. Been very busy, and we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a lot going on. You need that? Oh, okay. But I was pretty much just saying that there is an actual what is it called? There was a lot going on, so we didn't have the time to make sure that we had everything that we wanted to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Condensed. I mean, there's so much to discuss.
I got you.
You feel me?
Cultivating the information,
yes,
so that we're planting the correct seeds.
Yes,
is one of the valuable aspects about,
yes,
our broadcasting, especially with our podcast. Mm-hmm. But we want to make sure that whatever we're cultivating, and we want to make sure that the seeds are being planted correctly.
Yes.
So if it takes us that time, we appreciate you, because we're gathering the information.
Mm-hmm.
And we see key points and some little areas there we can definitely build upon.
But yeah, it's easy to, every time some, mm-hmm, pieces of news comes out, I'm like, right, oh my gosh, we have to record.
Right.
But I'm like, you know, we don't have a news platform, quote unquote, right, to where, you know, something happens, we need to be the first ones with the information. Right. And always being the first one to that information is not always good as well. That's right, another thing that we learned having our own platform. You have to sometimes wait a month to address something, or you have to wait a year to address something. The information comes out, you get another video that comes out, some stuff from some, you know, and you, the information is always developing.
Yes.
And even if you're listening to this podcast later, you're going to be like, wow, this is late information, because it's always developing. That's right, just the way it is. But like I said, last week we had a lot going on. We reluctantly renewed our lease, you know. Mm. It's the middle of the pandemic, so what can you do?
Mm.
We also took a break and actually went to go visit King's dad, some family.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad and your mom as well. That, mm-hmm, was fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
How did you feel when we went to go visit your dad and then we went to go visit
both? Great experiences. The change of scenery is always influencing for different avenues, especially creative aspects.
Oh yeah.
But I got a chance to see, you know, two different structures of living, and very, you know, amazing time. Always amazing spending it with family. But it really provides you with the those next generated steps of where you want to be. And yeah, funny part is, I'm gonna look back at this, but I noticed, you know, my parents are getting older, you know, and yes. I always think that that's something cool that you can realize, you know, you see someone age, they're still there, and fully, that's what you always want, the blessings for both mother and father, for them to continually grow and keep a sane of mind, and not being absent-minded, being in a spirit of growth, in a physical space of growth. And being able to not only utilize their skill sets, but definitely encourage others and just keep going and going and going and going. And that living aspect, I do notice that as well. People are living. People are still trying to live their lives, even though we're in the midst of a pandemic, like you mentioned earlier. People, I appreciate seeing that from older generations, because that's, you know, even though this is something new to everyone, you have to look for guidance for those that definitely have been here still for a while, to see where their level, you know, their level is in their head, and just to see two calm individuals, you know, obviously that's their job. You don't want to break out in a panic in front of you, but just to see that, you know, that's a very awesome experience. So all the way back around,
it was beautiful. It's always fun to see you with your family, because you get so excited with your family being there. And I feel like there's a lot of feelings that come over us when we visit our family too. So
right,
that's always fun. What do you think?
I always some things you're trying to rehash, catch up.
Rehash without being messy, or somebody feel like you living in the past.
Right. But going back, this I think going when you go back and maybe, you know, moved away from wherever you used to live predominantly, like, you know, city or whatever, I always like seeing what has or has not changed, and that's always it's haunting. It's also other word, daunting. There's some reality points that I check in on where I'm like, okay, y'all still haven't fixed the roads over here, but this is still being built up. So that's like, that's something that I've noticed when, you know, you check back in on where you used to live, and, you know, just recognize what has and has not changed. Ask those questions, why or why not has not changed. You know, you gotta get to those points. But but overall, it also lets me know what's missing.
Oh, yeah.
And you see the certain things in certain places, and you travel outside of that, and like, yo, that would be hot here. Or how come ain't nobody think of putting this here or there? So
yes, and that was another thing, like, to speak to the point that you're bringing up, like, how come nobody's put something here or there? Like, I didn't realize that until I moved in a more rural area, and they were pretty much trying to say, like, we need to bring the metro out here to this area. I don't want to mention the area, because then people would be like, argh. But they're pretty much like, we need to bring the metro out here, because there's only one train that, I mean, not train, but there's like one bus, like a mega bus pretty much, that everyone get boards at like 5 a.m. To get them from that rural area into the city, like D.C. or something like that.
Right.
So they were saying, like, why don't we bring the metro out here? And a lot of the older people that's been there for all the years, they're like, I don't want the metro coming out here. Like, that's going to increase crime and all these different things. So it's just really interesting hearing that, because you always think, like, just like you said, why hasn't anyone put this here? And it's usually a deciding factor on the residents that's there, too.
Exactly. And can't fault anyone for wanting to live in such a comfortable atmosphere. And, you know, things do come with different spaces. Yes, you know, you'll say high requirement, things like that. There's also an aspect of accessibility and being able to utilize certain avenues and aspects. I mean, if you can get from point A to point B, and we all don't have to do that. I mean, look, I always thought that that's something that's funny. You know, you may be taking away jobs from someone else that's doing that, or that's the reason why that's there. That's a central point of that economy within that place at that point in time. I always find that very interesting as well. You know, why is that here and why haven't we, and why can't we just increase on the amount so that we can increase on the fare somewhere we can break even and make it right, but not to, you know, I don't want to
segue, right?
Segue. I truly believe that if you're someone that has come from the city and you've been around the change, you've been around the gentrification, you've seen the businesses come and go.
They called it the change.
The gentrification. And you realize the business practices, once you've been in those areas, if you go somewhere and I wouldn't say completely utilize those same tools, but reutilize those same fundamentals and make it so that it's a positive effect on people's lives that's there, instead of completely destroying the lives of the individuals. But that's just something to think about for those that happen to be in that predicament. Because surely people are being pushed from these areas. And the only thing you can do is either get with it or...
Right, get with it or get lost.
You get with it or get lost. So, it's on you. There's no way, shape, or form. There's no way, shape, or form that you're going anywhere. So, stay strong. You good.
Yeah.
Don't be scared. You all right. It's just be smart about what's happening and take advantage of the business opportunities. As QKJJ... has done during the pandemic, again, like Queen said, that, you know, we didn't start out making masks at all. That's just something that happened to become an attribute of the business. And it's going to obviously be like that for a while until things are different. So just think about it that same way. If you have a business idea and you see something, you're like, man, we really could use this.
Jump on it. Excuse me, because
a lot of
people that was like, I'm not making masks. Like, a lot of fashion designers, they were like, bump that. I'm not doing masks. Right. I was like, you know, do your thing.
Yeah, respect.
Another thing that I could have said was that this was kind of like a vacation, because Jai was my growth day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jai was my birthday, July 4th. If you don't know, I'm independence baby.
Mm-hmm.
People always are just like, oh my gosh, your birthday's on July 4th. You know, you get all these fireworks. And I'm just like, it's not as exciting as you think it is. Especially me being from D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Going through the trauma that is, you know, my dad saying, you know, my mom telling my mom, oh, we're going to go down to the Capitol to watch the fireworks. She's like, you know, we should, you know, just do something else. Because it's going to get pretty busy down there. It's going to take over 2 hours to get back home, you know, with all the traffic. And then he's just, like, so excited. But it's my baby girl's birthday. So, you know, there's that. So, when people mention fireworks, I just get really stressed out. And I'm like, are we going by the Capitol? Because that's not where I'm going. I don't want to go there. So, it's just really funny. And, I mean, the main thing that I love the most about my birthday is that I never really do anything. Because everyone else is doing something, like celebrating. Or every place is closed. So, I either do something the weekend before or the weekend after and call it a day. Right. Even my first birthday, so many people were did not show up because they were like, well, I'm going to my cousin's cookout. And so I'm used to it at this point. But I definitely know that for July 4th, people were pretty much saying, like, for this year, celebrating Juneteenth heavily. They were like, we're going to do Juneteenth, the bump July 4th, And my sister's birthday is on Juneteenth. So I pretty much was like letting her know, like, we have to have some type of collaboration birthday next year, you know, or like the year is to come. We should have some little collaboration just so it's all happening at once. I think that would be pretty dope. You know, absolutely. It's just me. I did notice that a lot of people were bumping fireworks. And I mean, like, there was another podcast I listened to, and they were like, it seemed like it was, like, commercial grade Mercy's grade fireworks, Macy's grade fireworks, because of how loud it was, and just how strong and elaborate. People were like, where were people getting these fireworks from? I've never heard fireworks as loud as we heard them when the 4th was happening. Did you hear them loud, or that was just like normal?
It's normal.
Normal fireworks for you?
It's just fireworks for me. I mean, it's like Fireworks are just kind of fireworks. I mean, for some people, they're like, oh, does it sound like a gun went off? Or is it a firework?
You know, like, people are scary. If people hear one little pop and they like,
people hear,
in their work,
people hear, and they get scared. Like, people hear a whole party go off and people get scared. So,
yes, they try to figure it, because you don't know what it is. If you hear a sound, a loud sound, you can't pick, like, look at it and be like, okay, that's where the sound coming from. It's gonna send you into hysteria. Like, what is going on? But I don't know. Around here, they were, you know, it was just constant more than anything. Usually there'd be like a period. I guess I'm used to. There'd be a period of about 10 to probably an hour of fireworks, and then that was it. But it was going on from Juneteenth, like the day before Juneteenth, like all the way up to July 4th, pretty much. It was just nothing but fireworks being popped off.
Hey, I mean, you don't hear them. You don't hear them anymore at this time. But I mean, for me, it's like I think it's funny, depending on the season, literally on the season, what is and isn't acceptable.
Yes,
like, you know, fireworks, and then, you know, we get into the summertime. It's okay to grill because everyone's going to be doing that.
Yeah,
you know, like bringing that heat up, and then after the fact. You know, we're back to school where we're starting to do a little bit more shopping, opening up on some other things. Maybe, you know, it's trying to scare people in October and like that type of seasonal change will start to bring on different things.
Yeah, it's fine to scare people around September, October, but if you're doing that stuff in April, it's kind of like.
And then after that, later on, when the winter starts coming around in December, we start to holy up. You know, it's the, you know.
Yeah, it is kind of a windfall of emotions. It's just like a lot.
Of course.
I definitely hear you. Speaking of things, though, that were not appropriate, you said something like it was inappropriate or, you know, are okay or something like that.
Yeah, of course. Like, as the seasons change, I mean, we again, when you start to get into April and everything like that, a little before that, that was a month of love and fighting cancer. And I think it just, again, you have to understand, as we're in different seasonal portions, things are looked at and okayed and viewed as okay. And then, like, for real, when October and September come back, I just, you know, just watch yourself, because that's when they go, all the little spirit, little spirit world start popping up at different locations where you can buy your costumes. But start checking out different things that start popping up, like, y'all remember a few years ago, whatever, when they were talking about the clowns and stuff like that. That, to a degree, was okay. And even if it was somebody or a way for a company to promote a movie about a clown, I'm just saying, that is an excuse or a way to make things okay, because it's being projected into our society is okay. Now, this amount of time, it's okay for us to allow our kids to eat someone's random candy.
Yeah, right. It's like some stranger's random candy, which I tell you not to throughout all the rest of the year.
All the rest of the year. I'm just saying.
But that's what I was saying, though. Like, when you mentioned it being inappropriate, I actually remember when we logged into our rental portal, and they were saying, like, if after all the fireworks that we heard, they actually said, like, if we see anyone violating their lease to light fireworks, is going to be lead up to termination of their lease.
Right.
And I'm just like, so did those people actually get evicted? Because the fireworks were nonstop.
They're patriots.
That's what I would say.
Hmm.
But I don't know. The podcast I was listening to, I believe they were in New York, and they were pretty much just saying, like, they really felt like there was some Macy grade fireworks, and they were going over possible conspiracy theories, and then it snowballed into an article that she had read that talked about conspiracy theories as far as, you know, the fireworks and stuff. And I was just like, over my head.
Look, some people take it as far as going to other, if you live in a southern state, and there's a big one named Texas, and there's, you know, different regulations, and if you know that you can cross over and get yourself, you know, some fireworks that may get a little bit more bang for your buck.
A little bit more height.
And this is not me. I'm not
endorsing.
I'm not endorsing. Nope. I'm just letting the information, you know, that's simply available and being presented.
But let me stop. But that's the one thing though that I was saying, I would not be shocked after what I've seen on the internet.
Yeah.
By bricks being left.
Yeah, man.
At random places, yeah. And then a box of guns, sure, being left. I would not be surprised if there was, sure, a box of commercial fireworks, sure, which they could not use this year.
Yeah.
Because they were teetering back and forth whether they were going to do the performance.
Hey y'all, a lot of things are warehoused. Anybody that knows anything about business, especially when it comes to wholesale and on a commercial portion and, mm-hmm, unit, whatever, especially the costume. I'm just saying this because we're getting into that and I want you all to pay attention. Realize that whatever costumes that they don't sell, especially afterwards, you start to see the sale of the costumes jump from 50, 60, sometimes 70%, some items. Right, yeah, and then they have to pack that stuff up, put it in the warehouse for the remaining of the year. So that's a niche. That is a very niche business, and they've sucked into the portion of that year. Now, things are going to be different. Things are going to be different this year. I don't know how trick-or-treat, you know, people aren't asking that. I guess they're going to say, well, we're already wearing masks.
I haven't even thought about trick-or-treating. I feel like we'd be over the mask situation by then, but like you said, we're already wearing masks.
We're already wearing masks. So I just need you all to pay attention to exactly the way things are going to be marketed and pushed, because it's happening very quickly. Mm-hmm. Again, you look around. Look at some of the stores that have probably fell off the map here, and they done picked up with a few of these costume and spirit wars. Just look. Pay attention.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
You can also join the conversation on Twitter by using the hashtag QKJPodcast.
Mm-hmm.
To the best of our knowledge, we'll be honest without compromising ourselves or any party who wish to take part.
Doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts.
Most importantly, remember to always smile because you have the weapon of
knowledge.
Boom. King, what you sipping on?
Agua H2O. And then I do have a slight little party drink over here, which, again, the H2O is the majority of it. So don't mind me, y'all.
Mm-hmm. And what's our medication for the week?
Medication of the week, y'all.
It's back there. I think it was honey banana.
Honey banana.
Honey, I believe, banana. It's honey banana.
Let me just get you all to smell.
Our local
honey banana is exact. It has that very, very fine underneath of the banana.
Yes.
The honey. I wouldn't. I mean, some may probably get that, but for me, I still get a
the sour deal.
like a sour, very low.
The nodes from it.
The nodes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get like a citrus.
And a citrus, like a sour, not like no nasty sour, like milk. No, not like that.
Wow.
Not the bad, like a good sour, like That was good, like a sauce. That was a good sour type thing. Nah.
You're basing nah.
Nah. Yeah, because if, you know, if it's not projected correctly, what I try to do for y'all, especially if you haven't been in your, you know, around any other connoisseur, and I'm not going to act like I'm number one to understand.
You turned away from us. We can't even hear you no more.
Oh, my bad, y'all. I'm not going to be the type of person, you know, that saying like I know everything about, you know, cannabis or number one connoisseur. But what I will say is that don't be afraid. You know, go ahead and take your time, especially going to the, you know, your local dispensary, and make sure you know you're legal and everything like that. Go through the process, but go, mm-hmm, in there, take your time. If you can, you know, get yourself a nice little whiff. So what you're gonna purchase first? That's where you need to start. Don't want to get anything that's, yes, way too harsh, but make that's sure it works for you.
That's what I was just going to mention. We are still in the search for some untrimmed outdoor strains.
Yeah.
Because everything we get has already been trimmed.
Yeah.
It's indoor.
Yeah.
The outdoor, it just...
It hits different, y'all.
Oh, my God.
That outdoor.
And then
that
untrimmed. I want to see them leaves. Run me them leaves.
Yeah, man.
Okay?
People don't know you can put them leaves on a salad.
Put them in a salad. I place them under my tongue. None of your business. Okay? What I do with my leaves.
Hello.
Man, leaves.
Yeah. Media, apps, and news.
Bro, if you didn't know, if you live in New York, I'm going to post in the show notes, I'm going to post a video that is going to confirm the location of the billboards that we are about to go over. Mm-hmm. There are some new billboards located in New York, mm-hmm. 3 different locations, mm-hmm. and they were paid for by Black Channel Films. If you do not know who Black Authority is and you've never visited their channel, no worries. I'm going to post about it in the show notes. Mm-hmm. We're just going to read the billboards that he actually paid for. Mm-hmm. So the very first billboard that is now available in New York, he did this right after all the protests for police brutality and amongst other different things as well. Mm-hmm. And this is right around the time where they were trying to pretty much like make everything die down and go back to quote unquote normal. You know, mm-hmm. you have to pretty much get back in front of people's face and be like, hey, I still need this. Still need you to work on this for me. Mm-hmm. So this is 3 billboards that he put up. The first one is using 911 to racially harass is not illegal. Make it a hate crime! ! Close the Central Park Karen loophole. Central Park Karen is in quotes. I will say that. Mm-hmm. This looks like it's on, I think that says 7th Avenue and something else that starts with a C. You really can't see because it's blurry. Mm-hmm. But it's right over top of a vitamin shop. So if you know a 7th Avenue and a vitamin shop and it's over top of a 3-4-story building, boom, that's where it's at.
All right.
Boom, that's where it's at. The next one, the issue is reparations. Hashtag cut the check. And the issue is reparations for descendants of American slaves. So hashtag cut the check. Run that hashtag up, okay?
Cut the check.
Just cut it. We have seen y'all. Talked about this one of our last episodes where they were talking about, oh, we're going to send out a check to everybody's bank account. Don't worry, it's going to be there. So you telling me you could look at my account and see I only got $3, but you're not going to do nothing? Mm. That's what you're saying. Mm. But I'm going to get away from that conversation because I seem to get very emotionally involved. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go into this third slide.
All right.
So the last third one is welcome to Manhattan, where racial profiling is legal. Thanks, Government Cuomo.
No, Governor.
Yeah, what did I say? Government. No. I said government?
Yeah.
Governor.
Yeah, Cuomo.
Well, it's the government as well. So I guess that wasn't accurate.
No. Governor, we gonna talk about
governor. But the government on a whole though.
No.
Anyway,
governor.
This is located over top of Taco Mix and then 99-cent pizza, as well as a buy sell trade. Again, I will post the video that is attached to these billboards where he goes into depth about why he picked these locations and where they're located, and you know all that juicy details.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful locations, though.
Yes, beautiful locations, high price locations.
Yes, okay. Shoot.
And like I said before, I typed the outline for this podcast up several weeks ago, and I'm very upset. The simple fact that I did not have to alter this. The next line is Breonna Taylor's murderers are still walking free.
Yep. Let's just pause on that. And like Queen said, I mean,
I typed this up weeks ago, and I was like, dang, when I was typing this up, I was like, dang, I know we're not going to record like anytime soon. I'm definitely going to have to change this. So.
You know what that means?
Yeah. So the other 2 articles, I'm going to link both of these articles as well. These are 2 articles that I stumbled across, and I was like, oh. I'm going to need this information to pass it along. So I'm pretty sure, I feel like a lot of people have heard about this. If you haven't heard about it, well, you're about to hear about it now. North Carolina City approves reparations for black residents.
Yep, okay? That would be Asheville, North Carolina.
Yes. The measure passed by the City Council of Asheville, North Carolina, would provide funding to promote
home ownership
and business opportunities, but short stopped of stipulating direct payments. So with this is reparations without the cut the check.
Pretty much.
This is, we're going to help you with home ownership. We're going to have you business opportunities. Again, I'm still working to get myself there emotionally to address these issues without just completely picking these people to tearing these people to pieces, because, I mean, we're asking, like, the bare minimum you all are saying, like, it's fine, we're going to help you with that now. Mm-hmm. But, like, going above and beyond to where we can actually sustain ourselves economically, help us all. Anyway, I'm going to move on. I'm going to post the rest of that article in the show notes so that you can, you know, take a gander and take a read, because I mean, when you read the headline, you're like, oh snap, North Carolina, we about to pack up and go do it in North Carolina City because they give out reparations.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, that's not even like, that's what they do about with headlines too, because they also said that they know millennials just read headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Some headlines you really don't need to read any further. Other headlines, you do. Some headlines you just like, oh, okay. I see how y'all doing that.
United States president calls coronavirus China virus.
Yeah, we don't need to read more into that unless you want to see the video clip that's attached to it. It's stuff like that. That's sheesh. What I'm saying.
Like, sheesh, buddy. Like, man,
that's what I'm saying. Like, even, and that's what we were watching yesterday. We were watching 45 address, just addressing the public, just talking. We were watching him talk, and he was up there too. Like, I told King, the way he even says China is offensive.
Hmm. It's like he has a problem, but he don't want to address it.
Yes,
but he's making it known that there's a problem.
He said, ever since it got here from China. And I'm like, why are you saying China like that? You don't say Michigan.
Right.
You don't say that.
India. Bangladesh.
He don't say none of that. But when he says China, it's disrespectful, like the utmost. Disrespect. Oh my gosh, y'all. Mm-mm-mm.
Sheesh.
So another serious topic, and I'm gonna link this article in the show notes as well, because I encourage you to read it. We're just gonna do a brief summary. Really, this is one of those where you can actually see that the the headline, mm-hmm, is actually going to tell you everything, almost everything you need to know about the article. But pretty much was just saying that African American wealth may fall to zero by the year 2053.
What?
That's what I said.
And that's not even making any sense. Someone's gonna have to explain to me why African American wealth.
This was right. This was
May.
Written July 12, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
This was because I was in a business meeting and she mentioned this. And I was like, hold up. You know, when someone gives you some information, drops something like that, you're like, let me go research this right quick. And that's what I did. You can read, you know, go ahead and read that. We'll see.
Absolutely.
How much information it gives.
So you can have a glamorous six-figure salary, advanced degrees, and an executive title at a large corporation and still be impacted by the negative net worth virus that is prevalent in the black communities. Mm-hmm. According to the Road to Zero Wealth, all right, the Road to Zero Wealth report published by Prosperity Now and the Institute of Policy Studies.
And I'm sorry, now that you just said that, that makes me want to look into that actual institute.
Right. The median wealth of black Americans will fall to zero by 2053. And I'm not even going to claim that. But it stated that
current trends continue.
If current trends continue.
Mm,
mm, right.
Hold it back.
Exactly. So for decades, we've been told that education is the great equalizer. Unfortunately, more education does not automatically translate into more household wealth in Black communities. Go ahead.
I'm saying something.
Go ahead.
This is facts, okay? Because my own grandmother, listen to me, my own grandmother, I can't remember what year this was, but either way, when she was looking for work, could not find any work, you know, she was like, okay, why don't I just finish up school while I'm still looking for work anyway, who cares? Finishes up school, gets her master's, not even finish up school, you know, like that's something you just be like, hey, might as well, these 4 years gonna pass anyway, or right. These however many years to get your master's in that study, in that field is gonna pass anyway, so let's just go ahead and do it. So she went ahead, got her master's. After she got her master's, she was still looking for work, still couldn't find any work.
Crazy, right?
It was not until, it was not until she removed her master's degree from her resume that she was actually able to acquire work.
Isn't that crazy?
I will leave that there because I'm getting to that point that I discussed earlier. Now,
the latest Federal Reserve Board survey of consumer finances shows that a Black person with a bachelor's degree has a median net worth that is only 2/3 of the median net worth of a white person with no bachelor's degree.
No, that was the remix. That was the actual. Right. Factual.
On top of that, student loan debt has delayed the wealth building dreams of many educated African Americans. The National Center of Education Statistics, or NCES, noted that an estimated 77.7% of Black students, excuse me, something got in the way. Something got in the way. All right, I apologize, you all. It was estimated that 77.7% of Black students borrowed federal student loans to pay for higher education, as opposed to 57.5% of white students. Studies continuously show that Black students are more likely to go into debt in order to live the dream of walking across the stage as a college graduate.
We will leave it there, y'all. We will leave the rest of it to for you to read for yourself, because you pretty much get the gist.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Now, I want you all to know from my own family background, one of the most successful individuals that laid a very heavy groundwork in my family was my grandfather and my grandmother as well. But starting out, my grandfather, okay, drafted at the age of 18 into World War II. Company, Red Ball Express. You can search that if you like.
Because right?
I'm really not corporal. All right,
when it came out that all right, cool. Let's do this. We gonna run it. If we gonna run it.
They said we gonna run it. We gonna run it. He gonna pull out the oh. Go crazy.
We gonna let people know.
Okay, run it for him, boo.
All right.
When you talk about an American hero, all right? When you're talking about an American hero, I just want y'all to know. Like I told y'all, pay attention to what I'm telling you. Please, pay attention. A World War II veteran of the United States Army, ranked corporal. He was a driver for the... Thirty-second, 13th combat.
Unless
quarter.
Unless we're one of them Hotep joints where they like run your information.
We good. So my grandfather, all right, World War II veteran. He was drafted at the age of 18, all right, of the United States Army. He was ranked corporal. All right, he was a driver with the 32nd, 13th. Combat Quarter Master Service Unit.
He was serving in the Battle of Bulge. Excuse me. Phone ring, y'all. That's my ancestors calling. All right. He also in the European theater.
He was gonna read it right now.
Which in concluded the following countries: Scotland, England, Luxembourg, Belgium, France, Czechoslovakia, and Germany. Upon his discharge from service, my grandfather owned and operated his own trucking company for 65 years. Now, I'm just going to let you all know, at no point did it ever say that this man went to college.
Okay.
And I'm not, and then those, well, your grandfather must be, don't do that.
And they said, don't do that.
Don't do that. Because I'm going to embarrass you, even if you try to go that route. I promise you, this man had more sense and educational savvy and awareness about who he was and what he was actually how he was and what he was set out to do. And he didn't need a piece of paper to validate. Now, that's not to dog anyone that went that route at all. And that,
the discussion that you told me your grandpa was having at a young quote unquote boy, mm-hmm. yeah, as a young man.
Yeah. So again, this is someone that not only grew up in the Great Depression, but he also witnesses his father working for someone else, as a sharecropper, but still having ownership of his own land, but as a sharecropper, but. The whole aspect behind what my grandfather saw at a very young age set his determining factor of how he was going to live out the rest of his life. And he put himself in a very dangerous situation where the way that he was speaking to the white sharecropper in front of his own father, stating, I'm not going to work for you like my father has. I'm going to set out my own path. Doing this out of it because you're cheating my father. Doing this at a very young age and realizing that and his awareness. Once you spark that type of life, especially in a young child, and being determined after that point, it's over. So you don't need, again, for some people, you don't need a piece of paper to look at and encourage you every single day to say you are somebody. I is important. I is beautiful.
I is smart. I'm kind.
I'm strong. I'm kind. You don't always need that piece of paper to validate you or someone that has came from that universe. And for some, again, that's fine.
Yeah, I was gonna say if that's your thing, that's not saying we're talking down about college right. Because I know that's what I was raised off of. Right. And told like you, right. You have to go to college.
Right.
After getting a great portion of it done and then right. Going into that whole, you know, there's a debt there and it has to be paid off. If you are able to afford and go yes. To college, go to college.
There you go.
Run, get yourself papers. Go all the way to your doctor if you can. Yes. Because I'm a firm believer. I'm a firm believer in F that paperwork. But if anyone ever asks for it, you should be able to surrender said paperwork. Because my grandmother that I told you a story about earlier with her master's degree,
right.
When she got that entry-level position, was working that entry-level position for a few years, she then had gotten to a point where I believe her supervisor was fired or something, where she was able to like apply for a higher-up position. And they were telling her, like, everything looks good, but, you know, you don't have a degree, so... You know, that's kind of, you know, where we're at. You don't have a degree. And she was like, well, actually, I do have a degree. I took it off so I could get the job. And then it was kind of, you know, them their hands up in the air. Like, dang, we got to give it to her now. Because I told her the only reason why
she couldn't get it. Because she has a degree. And then when you find you out me? That you do.
The woo. Games. So the you games see why. Play. So you see why, like I said, we're going to move on to the next subject. Because this is a conversation that at this point...
As Dick Gregory has wonderfully said, it's the games they play. It's just the game that they play. But through both examples, again, one, I told you, at no point did I tell you did that young man go to college. He did encourage me to go. But
yes.
He made an important and very important distinction. Know what you're going for.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what Queen said. Know what you're going for. Ain't nothing wrong with going. Just know what you're going for, and execute. That's it.
Yes. And we'll also go into the next segment. This is usually where we talk about our sponsorship. But before we talk about our sponsorship, I want to give you all a positive quote or a shout out. Do you have one? Do you have one for this week, or do you want me to get one for us?
A positive quote and a shout out,
or shout out to someone who was.
Oh, a positive quote or shout out to someone.
Yeah, to someone. Yeah, because the shout out, because I feel like we do quotes all the time, but the positive shout out too is like, "Hey, girl, we see you," or "Hey, guy, man, we see you."
Absolutely. I do. I actually do. You all, I have a very important shout out right now.
Shout out to everybody that's surviving during this quarantine with their significant other. Because I know for a fact, from what I hear from my neighbors next door, they are holding on by a thread.
Mm-hmm.
And what I hear on social media, or, and what we've heard in general, like we went to different jobs and we're like working together, and people are like, "You work with your husband and you work with your wife. Why kill my wife?"
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, I'm right here. Like, I'd rather not talk about that. And I mean, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. We have already decided that, like, we would love to coach people on the whole ritual of becoming one.
Yes.
That's the best way I could put it. You know, because I was going to say, you know, the courting and the getting yourself ready, the ritual of becoming one with another person.
I have someone, a beautiful, beautiful young black woman that owns a hair salon named CC's Creations LLC.
Yes, they have a Facebook. That's her Facebook group, right?
Right, it's her Facebook group. That is CC's CEECEES. Okay, Creations. I'll spell that for y'all. CREATIONS. And then LLC. All right? CC's.
CC's Creations.
I'll put that
LLC. I'll make sure I put that in the show notes.
The location is 15906 Crane Highway. Again, beautiful young stylist. Runs her own hair salon. If you need to go ahead and get your hair did and you need to go get it done, you need to go check out CC's Creations LLC, and they are located on 15906 Crane Highway. Go check them out.
Nice. Because black women get their hair did, white women get their hair done.
Exactly.
And she accepts both.
Exactly.
Our next thing we were going to talk about, like I said, is our sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who are new, I was about to say, for those of you who know, you who are new, you already know. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you don't know. For those of you who are new, we're going to run through this and let you all know. For those of you who are already tenured and seniored podcast listeners of QKJJ,
yes,
then you already know, just cut the check.
Cut the check.
Cut the check. Either way. Our podcast is written, edited, produced, directed, and created by us and only us. We enjoy meeting with you, our listeners, and we want to be able to give you more content on a consistent basis. And you can help us by subscribing to us on whichever platform you are listening to us on, be it SoundCloud or Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe to us, give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and give us a heart on SoundCloud so that we know that we're doing the right thing. And then we can turn around and continue to keep doing that right thing to provide that content to you. You can literally Google QKJJ and there is a plethora of us and all of our details. If you would like to commit to donating to us, then we do have a Patreon option, which is patreon.com/QKJJ. We have several tiers, which we discussed earlier. Tiers from $1 all the way up to, I believe, $18. And then we also have the Cash App option where it's $QKJJ. You can stop by, drop however much that you would like in the pot, however many times you want in the pot. There's no commitment there. And then we also have the PayPal option, which is paypal.me/QKJJ. And that's another option where you could drop how many ever times you want in the pot, and there's no commitment there either. And another way that you can always commit, not commit, you can always support our platform is actually purchasing from our store that we have, which is QKJJ.org. And you can follow us on social media at QKJJ and at Queen Jam. We're always posting incredible content there, and that will allow you to click the link in our bio and subscribe to either our YouTube, subscribe to our podcast, subscribe to everything. And we have several different options there. You can always catch the latest podcast episode too. Yeah. King is showing me our link tree. So once you click the link in our bio, it's going to take you to a long list. You can place your custom mask order there. You can listen to the last podcast episode. You can shop our store, subscribe to our YouTube, listen to us on SoundCloud or Apple Podcasts. So it's completely up to you. When you, like I said, you go to our Instagram, it's just easy. Just click the link in our bio, and then it will take you directly to there, at Queen Jam or at QKJJ. We also have non-monetary ways to donate, okay? Non-monetary ways to donate, and just in case you're wondering, like, what the heck is monetary? Money, okay? Cash flow, all right? If you don't have the cash flow to dish out, that's fine. You offering us kindness is what we need, okay? Word of mouth, what we need. Tag us when you're listening to us, listening to the podcast. Share the podcast on your social media platforms to let people know this is the dope podcast that I'm listening to. You should listen to it too because you happen to be a dope person. And another thing we're asking for is you tell the minimum of two people. We aim for you to tell more people, but tell a minimum of two people about this podcast. And we will put all this information in our show notes. And as always, we appreciate the support, and money is energy. So we will definitely be sending that positive energy back in your direction as well, and hope that you receive it 100 times fold over. Woo! So you're able to do the things that bring you black ass joy. I love it. So our topic that we're touching on pretty briefly, because this episode is already running long, y'all.
Yeah, we just want to go ahead and get into our topic. We've elected a black man twice. Americans can't be filled with racists. I mean, you would think, y'all, you would think, you know, if you put a manager up there for a good, you know, for a good couple years, and then people say, you know, this is actually a really nice place for me to leave my wallet and come back the next day and not feel pressured that anyone took anything. You would think that people felt that comfortable after 8 years. But no.
Nope.
Don't want to get too political. I'm just saying, I can only go off of the temperament of where we are.
Yes. I'm sorry to cut you off. But we were watching, what was it? MSN? Mm-hmm. We were watching MSNBC. Some panel where, you know, they put all the little pictures up like they on a freaking Zoom call. Okay, we were watching that. And they were, I'm just over all
shout
their
out
little,
to you.
Yeah, it's like just over watching all their little, we're going to bring in the analyst and this specialist and this expertist. And great. So we were watching that. And all one of the people, basically, like, all is well.
All is well.
Right, call us up there so we can have that awkward pause when you're asking us something. We're home with bad Wi-Fi. So tell us, how are you such so-and-so? It's like a long pause of like 8 seconds. Well, actually, I was working on that last week. I'm glad you mentioned that. It's like, there's a struggle.
Hello.
Either way, we were watching that, and one of the experts that he brought on, or whoever the flip he was, he pretty much was just like, we've elected as Americans a black man twice. So there is no way that America can be racist. Mm. Americans can be racist.
Mm.
We've also had a white woman quote that matched this same jargon, saying that, I didn't know racism still existed because we've elected a black president. And it, I mean, King, take it away.
Look, I think Queen said it, you know, said it all. In a nutshell, we can't change everyone's behavior and how they're personally feeling.
Yes, we can.
We slowly not and surely, forcibly, like they slowly, do other people. Slowly and surely, I guess other people have to find their way. But we're moving into a very fast-paced direction where change is happening very quickly. So, again, you can alleviate people's ignorance by providing them with information. But at the end of the day, if someone is willing to be ignorant and the information that they're willing to still accept is ignorant, then that is what's going to show. So, don't entertain ignorance. Provide the information. But if you see that person is still willing to put up with their ignorant viewership and viewpoint, I mean, just don't waste your time. Keep it moving, man. You got too much beautiful time on your hands to waste it with someone that's being ignorant. I mean, you know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, just don't come calling and crawling back to us when y'all need us. I think that's my my overall give about it. Like, at the end of the day, if you put someone in a position where, like, I think we need them to help us, mm-hmm. and then we help you, and then as a whole, because that takes the energy, mm-hmm. and then afterwards you're just like, I spit in your face, you know, afterwards, like, yeah, I think you still racist, so. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
To say the least, it's definitely amazing. I will definitely say that when I heard that, I actually posted a poll on our social media. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, because at first I made a video, like, letting people know, like, what had happened, and, you know, I recorded what he was saying.
What had happened.
Right, what had happened, and I put a poll just asking people, like, is this true or false? Do you agree with the fact that we've had a president, a black president, so Americans cannot be racist, or do you believe, even though you say you like purple, you could still hate purple?
Sure.
You feel me? So people were pretty much saying, like, hell yeah, even though you like purple, you can still see some things with purple and be like, I don't like purple like that. That's just the way it is. But, and people were pretty much were saying that, like, it's false, straight up false. So I appreciate those people who actually responded to the poll. And I just really wish that, not even wish, because I feel like at this point, it's just so tired. Like, this conversation that we're having, we can't be because we've let you drink from the all whites water fountain. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
No.
Yeah, I know it's not all, but for, like Dave Chappelle said, I deal with statistics and analytics. So one out of such and such many people that he's like, oh, I see that this is the rhetoric. Out of 2 out of 5 white people feel this.
Sure.
Way.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 2 out of 5.
Sure.
I'll take it. So that's, you know, those two is really what's messing it up for everyone else, because we've experienced this as a people. If there's one thug in your community, y'all all thugs. So I mean, there's nothing I can do about that. If I think that one person is this way, and then I, like, generalize everyone else.
Right.
So, it's just like, give people... I just really wish that we could... this conversation is so layered, I can't.
Yeah.
I really can't. But either way, just stop saying it. Just stop saying it. And have some... What I will say, actually, is have some authentic conversations with people from different ethnicities and different cultures.
Absolutely.
Have some authentic conversations. Immerse yourself in their culture, not in an appropriation type of way. Don't just do Taco Tuesday and think that you done something towards Mexico. No. Okay? No. Don't nobody want your seasoning packet with the beef. That's not tacos. So I'm just letting you know. Like, actually take the time. Like, seriously, take the time. Because I went to a multicultural school. I know the effort. Like, I did, you know, I was already going there. So I really didn't have to put forth the effort to do anything other than, like, go over someone's house if I really wanted to know more. But people will talk to you. They will let. They will lift the veil.
One, two, break them.
King is funny. King wants to watch P-Valley. One, two, break them. Three, four, break them. Hey. I love that show. Anyway, we're going to save that for next episode. But yes, like, take the time to relieve your ignorance on a culture, on a population. And I mean, you will be surprised. There's so many things. It's just like the little things. It's the little things that really change your perspective on things. So definitely take the time to do that. And I'm going to get off my high horse about that. I'm definitely going to, not high horse, but soapbox about that. I will say that this week for our love topic, our love sack topic, I decided to shed light on the fact that I'm just talking to my ladies right now. The black women, we need to take some time to invest in ourselves financially, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Straight up and down. Everyone else that I didn't mention during that time, you know, you need to take the time to do that as well. But I can only speak from my experience. And as a black woman, that's what, you know, I can speak to. And I know that we have, that we're always looked at as someone who's going to take care of something, or, you know, they're strong. They don't really have to, you know, get nurtured or cared for or anything because they're strong. They're going to hold everyone else down and propel everybody else up. And at the end of the day, we need to take time for ourselves, invest in ourselves, love on ourselves, and do things for ourselves. I recently tweeted, like, I was doing the bare minimum for myself, and I need to stop that, because it gets comfortable doing the bare minimum for yourself. But I noticed, like, when other people want you to do things, you go out of your way to make sure, oh, okay, I want to make sure I get this person that, because I don't want them to perceive me as this. And it's like, if you're not doing that for yourself, then what you doing that for someone else for? You need to do that for yourself and for other people. And I had also posted on our social media about just like a little, was this self-care Sunday? I don't think so. Definitely don't think that this was self-care Sunday. But I had posted pretty much just saying, like, black women, it was a meme. It said, "Dear black women, normalize luxury in your life." And I said, "Queens and kings, you are royalty. Treat yourself like it, spoil yourself, and bet it all on you." Which you should. Mm-hmm. Why not? We bet it all on all these other corporations and businesses and people. Why not bet it all on yourself? Why not take the time to spoil yourself? Either way, that ruffled some feathers. There was only one person who actually commented. You know, most people, once they see something that ruffles their feathers, they're just like, whatever. There's no dislike button, so I'll just keep it pushing. But there was one person that actually commented, and they said, "How about we normalize financial investment, stop the culture of spending and consumerism?" Facts. Facts. Okay? There are some things that you are going to have to buy. I will say that. Like when he said stop the, or they, whoever the flip they are, said stop the culture of spending and consumerism. Over consuming, yes. Okay, investing in shit you don't need, and, you know, just spending, yes. We definitely need to slow up on that. But there are certain things, certain luxuries especially, that you're just gonna have to invest in regardless. It's just the way it is. So I understood what that person was saying, and like, this also segues to like the times where I'm just posting on social media and I'm just like looking for engagement, and then the engagement that you actually get is not the engagement that you want. You'll end up getting engagement from someone that's like, "Oh, you want to increase your followers, or do you, or, you know, like, get 10,000 followers now by clicking the link, or would you all like a graphic done?" And it's like, bruh, That's not what I asked for. It's not what I asked for. Appreciate it, but it's not what I asked for. Just like this person's comment. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like, because some people have such an emotional tie to what they believe in as well that they don't even look back and they don't even see where they're even holding someone else down. It looks like them. And at that's I think that's kind of like one of the funniest things that I noticed. Mm-hmm. It be your own. And as another black owned business, for you to be like, as his words, shouldn't have to be like that. Right. Oh, I'm normalized financial investment. Stop the culture of spending and consumerism, as they said. Okay, but where did you get that at? Where did you get that?
That I was promoting. That we and you were can go promoting. Look at this, this post too. If you go to our social media at QK.JJ.
Clearly, the black woman was literally. Looked like she just came out of some type of spa.
Yep.
Just literally enjoying her life. And I'm not sure how that brother got there to his thought process. But the response was, okay. You know. The response, okay. You know, pretty much ball back in that person's court. You go first. Go ahead and click the link in our bio and invest in our head wraps.
Because since you're commenting on our page, that means you want to support.
Right.
Because we didn't attack anybody.
Right. Now, the response is I shouldn't have to be like that. It should be general support of our black economics. Plus, I am a man. I don't wear head wraps. But I'll put the women in my family up on your products. I'm also a black business owner. Happy Monday. Wish you success after all of that.
right, after all that.
Dysfunctional point of how we should operate.
And you all are probably like, bro, this is minor.
My thing is...
It is minor?
Hold on, Queen. Here's the scary part about someone in their ignorance. We keep getting labeled, okay, just the labeling, African-American, right? Hmm. So our diaspora would come from Africa, which we know as a very rich, very, 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 very rich overall continent. As a nation, if it could build all in one, most powerful, even if we just own the basic level of materials. So... Where did you lose sight of understanding your luxury, which is already given to you from birth, to where you keep idealizing something that has been programmed to all of us? You just assume that that's the way that I'm projecting my marketing. It's a sad point. It's free. That was free. Get it? I appreciate this. That was free. What they call that? You're supposed to get someone else's response to something.
You mean feedback?
Criticism.
Yeah.
That was free criticism and feedback.
Yeah, but that's what I was gonna say. Like, some people may be like, "Oh, this is small. This is minor. Why are you all even addressing it?" Mainly, it's because I'm trying to train people how to interact with us on social media. Mm-hmm. And what is going to be tolerated and what is not going to be tolerated. Mm-hmm. Because the one thing that I won't stand for on social media is unnecessary, frivolous, pointless, I could have scrolled and kept it moving conversations. Okay? And when I said conversations, all I heard was donations. Okay? I am trying to get engagement on our page. Like, that was great engagement. He helped us boost with our engagement. Like, we probably went up a little bit with our engagement because that person commented. But we are trying to acquire people who are actually serious about acquiring a, just learning more about head wraps and the culture of head wraps and the what you need to be fully serious, you know, just about wrapping your hair. And we need people who are going to be supportive. We need people who are going to interact and be like, yeah, girl, I need to, you know, treat myself more, or I definitely feel that I needed this today, something like that. But not anyone who's like, yeah, consumerism and spending. And it's like, take that over to at Queen Jam, and then we could, you know, have this conversation. But this is my business page. Mm-hmm. I am targeting a specific group of Black queens and non-Black queens. Mm-hmm. Okay? The queens out there, y'all already know. I'm starting to know, like, my target audience. I'm starting to know a lot of you. And I know that a great deal of you enjoy luxury and normalizing luxury because you all can afford it. You have the
If y'all gonna pay, yeah. Let's stop playing on Gucci, Louis Vuitton, all them other houses and brands that we all been paying for, had no other business.
They don't support us.
They didn't care. Do not criticize by the price point that is real. Put that same energy into people that have that same capability and mindset and thinking and are willing to actually put that into a Black-owned base, a bank, so that a Black family can utilize that money and put a down payment on something, another business or something. Like, stop thinking that, please, you have to really receive those businesses that are thinking like this. This is the time that we on. I like just cutting it the way it is, like, straight to the point, man. That's what time we on.
I'm very direct, but I segue in between how I actually am and how you are conditioned through certain trials and tribulations to be. And people are always like, you're too direct, you need to such and such on. So, but that I'm just pretty much trying to break it down to where you all understand, like, you have to know your target audience. Mm. You have to know who you're speaking to, who you're addressing, what they enjoy, what they don't like, what they want to argue about, what they want to cry about, what they want to laugh about. I have to get to know you through and through. If you shop at TJ Maxx instead of Marshall's, I need to know that. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much, like, that's knowing your target market. You know, that's breaking things down. And that's what I'm learning. So that's what I was doing. And that was one of those posts to, like, try and reach people and see, like, how are people going to react to this? If they react to this, then I already know there's women there that are, like, and even men. I had some men like the post as well. Like, you all need to normalize luxury in your life. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. So when he came there, I was like, you doing the most. You doing the whole most. I appreciate the engagement, but like I said, we need authentic, actual clients engaging with us, letting us know, hey, you know, do you need this or do you need that? Oh, I did want to mention something. We actually had one of our clients that we just designed for. We had someone who looked at our website, and they didn't see a certain color that they wanted in a turban. Luckily, they slid into our DMs and, like, actually asked us, mm-hmm. hey, do you have this turban in, you know, a random color? And I was just letting them know, like, no, we don't have that color on our website per se, but I can definitely order that fabric and make it for you, you know, in the allotted time. Mm-hmm. And that was amazing. That's what I need from our customers, is to show me what you're seeing when you look at the website. When you're looking at the website, do you have questions? If you have questions, let me know so that I can now turn around and add to our website. If you don't see a color that you like, just hit us up. Let us know. We will get it for you. You know, we'll try to get to a point where we both agree on the color or the pattern and move forward from there. But I just want to just let people know, like, we're actually out here and developing our brand and trying to train ourselves and train you in turn. Like, the stuff that we learn, we turn around, we teach that to our customers. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into that next episode, just how we had to actually literally train one of our customers, mm-hmm. one of our clients, actually, our tribe members, which we like to call them, just in like educate them and let them know, you know, this handmade, handcrafted. Like I said, we'll get into more of that next episode, but I thought that that was very, very eye-opening that he had commented that. And I was like, he could have just kept it scrolling, kept it pushing. Because if you know like I know, then you know that we need certain engagement on our page, and that's not the engagement that we needed.
Right.
But I appreciate the engagement for it.
He knew. He knew.
Yeah. So on to our lesson segment. I feel like we already addressed this earlier because of what we're going into with our topic of we've already had a black president, so Americans cannot be racist. Like I said, take the time to relieve your ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Read a book. B-O-O-K. All right? Read a book. Watch a YouTube video. Hell, go knock on your Vietnamese neighbor's door and tell them I'm ignorant. Like, I don't even want to encourage that either, because they also, another thing that I learned is that it's not your place, nor your duty, nor your job to educate someone on racism or white supremacy, because it's very taxing.
Hello.
It's also not your job to educate someone on your culture. And that's, you know, like a statement that's kind of teeters, because it's like, I don't want you just watching YouTube videos and seeing tribes in Africa and then approaching someone from Africa and then speaking on what you saw just based on some tribal stuff. There are fully developed cities in Africa, okay? There are thriving cities in Africa and countries in Africa. So, you know, it's just a layered conversation. Oh, watch some Jane Elliott videos. Okay? Watch some KRS-One videos. KRS-One to this day. Okay? I'm like, when you watch a KRS-One video, grab a pen and paper. Make sure you have your internet on ready. Because you're going to have to pause, write stuff down, refer back to it, pause, write stuff down, refer back to it. That's just the way it is.
Right.
Like, it wasn't, KRS-One was the one that did that, video where he was, like, rapping about historical events and, like, teaching you certain things, too.
Right.
That thing was immense, okay? You couldn't just watch it once. You had to watch it at least 10 times for you to be like, okay, I got this timeline down now. So, just to take the time to relieve your ignorance. I'm trying to think of other ways you could relieve your ignorance. Travel. If you can afford to do that, and not even afford, because people think traveling is expensive. Your hotel is probably going to be the most it costs you. But if you can stand with some family members and get your traveling on, do that. Because you can spend as much time out of the house and just come back there to lay your head for real. You don't even really need to say nothing to them. Just be like, hey, can I get a key? Because I'm going to be like in and out. So just take the time to really travel, because that's I cannot wait to leave the country again, because like I said, when I for the new listeners and some people who already heard, I've been to Japan before.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I say that I've been to Japan, it just seems so long ago, so murky. This was over 11 years ago that I went to Japan. I went there when I was 16, so just, you have to understand, like, I went to a rest stop. The rest stops that we have here in America, I always go in and I'm just like holding my breath, I'm nauseous, I'm like, I can hold it, you know, because it's just dirty, it's unkept, it's like shop at our food court, and if you have to use the bathroom, sure, but just shop at our food court. That's pretty much what the rest stops be looking like. And that's if they have a food court. Most of the time, it's just use the bathroom and get out.
Right.
When I stopped at the rest stop in Japan in Hapon, oh my goodness. They had singing toilet seats. They had a bidet. They had, do you want cold water bidet? Do you want hot water bidet? Do you want to lift the toilet seat up? Do you want to change the paper on the toilet seat? Do you want to step over in the next stall and use a squatty potty? If you don't know what a squatty potty is, y'all, research squatty potty. Okay? Squatty potty is legit. I want a squatty potty in my home. Because it felt right. It felt right. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I've shown King the squatty potty. He's like, so what are you doing? Like, you just squat over it? Yes. You squat over the hole.
Mm-hmm. But everything is coded, you know, depending on where you live. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, do you have any tips on how you can go about relieving your ignorance on certain things?
I'm about to go in on you the way Dick Gregory. What? Yeah, leading people out of darkness.
You can't ask me.
I can't specifically tell anyone, you know. I own the Rolls Royce. You drive a used Chevy. No, I can't. I'm saying that to people. I drive a Rolls Royce. Y'all drive a new Chevy. I can't tell you how to get out of the darkness and get out your ignorance. Yeah. You know, that's something that you're going to have to find yourself. And whatever you believe out of that is whatever you believe. But this is a real life thing. If you can go as far as reading and trying to comprehend, or like Queen said, travel and get outside. Like, you can't believe everything that's being told to you. So you have to go within your own knowledge and with your own influence and say, okay, now I saw it for myself. I know what's actually up. I saw it with my own two eyes. Mm-hmm. So that is to say the same thing, man. I can't tell anyone how to come out of their ignorance except for people have to be willing to come out of it themselves. I can plant maybe little seeds.
Yes, you have to have the willingness.
Yeah. Or anything. You have to have the willingness to want to change. That's a guaranteed fixture in life. You have to be willing to change. There are people that have been sitting for years and have not changed, or think they have. But you have to be willing. Take those necessary steps. Put your thought and actions into play. And I guarantee you what comes out of that, if you actually utilize, you know, the action behind your thought and what you're trying to create, like, something's going to come out of it. Like, that's your hard work that you put into it. But, Never will I ever tell you that there's an easy way to come out of your ignorance, because you're gonna have hardships. You're gonna probably want to run back to the ignorance, because, like, shoot, it was easier when I ain't know stuff. Shoot. And that's an unfortunate event of growing. You're going to realize, dang, it was just a little bit easier if I was, but you wouldn't be where you are in understanding.
I can definitely attest to that, and I will always attest to that, because I grew up very sheltered, very programmed, watching Disney Channel all the time. I had access to cable. So, you know, I was in front of the TV all the time. Mm. And,
TV raised a lot of people.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, TV raised a lot of people. There was never a discussion in my like hard discussions, you know, about the things we discuss on this podcast, about etymology. I've never heard of that. About, you know, like, relieving your ignorance, cognitive dissonance. I've never been, you know, just encouraged to think for myself. So I would say that if you're listening to this, you're young, even if you're older and you're listening to this, like, it's never too late to learn new tricks.
Yeah.
It's never too late. Learn a new language. As we always say, that's all, but it's not all for now. Remember to write us at qkjj@hotmail.com. Follow us on Instagram @QueenJim and @QKJJ. Rate, review, subscribe. Rate, review, subscribe. Please, 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 please. And embrace the pure facts.
Yes.
Conduct your own research. And remember to always smile and love yourself. Point blank, period.
Till next time.
Queen Jam.
King Jerry.
We out.
Out.